Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel. Approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors. Hi folks, this is Roy Holly again. You know, the Mamacita's restaurants in San Antonio, Kerrville, Fredericksburg, San Marcos, and New Braunfels are friends of the cross and one of our great sponsors. The Grinders and I think that they have the best Mexican food in Texas. They have set the bar for the best chicken, beef, and shrimp fajitas in the country. Plus, believe it or not, they have some of the best steaks and seafood you can find anywhere at family-friendly prices. So, if you want a great dining experience, you need to give Mamacita's a try. You'll be going back every week if you do, and you'll probably see the Grinders and the Hollies there. To find the Mamacita's near you, please visit their website. That's mamacitas.com. That's mamacitas.com. Also, if you'll tell your waiter that you are a friend of the cross, Mamacita's will give you a very special discount. Really. You can even see some of Max Griner's magnificent bronze sculptures at the Kerrville and San Antonio locations.
And with us is Max Griner. And Max, you are an artist, and your art is shown all over the world. And I know you have it a lot of different places, but share with us again maybe another one of the places that your art is being exhibited.
Okay. Well, thank you, Roy. It's good to be here this morning. By the grace of God, God has put the work all over the nation and the world, and he's done this because my art, my Christian art, points people to Jesus, and therefore God uses it.
And it's your ministry.
Yeah, well, it's become our ministry. Yeah, I was trying to be a for-profit artist, and then he kind of took that, and I became an evangelist.
Radio has become the same way for me. Yeah. I started out doing it for money, and then I was like, well, it's going to be a ministry.
Let's do a nonprofit.
God says,
that's
no.
Right. That's right.
I'll make you let you make a little bit, but this is going to be a ministry. So
right.
I've learned what that word means.
Amen. So, but to answer your question, one of the locations where maybe a lot of people have seen the work is at the headquarters of the Church of God in Cleveland, Tennessee. And they built a sculpture prayer garden themselves up there, and it has my life-size divine servant, my life-size fisherman, and then also the Great Commission sculpture. And that's just a wonderful denomination, wonderful people, and it's just an honor to have my work up there in Cleveland, Tennessee.
Well, listen, one of the things I look forward to, as I've mentioned earlier in some of the other shows, is the miracle of the week. I love hearing about these miracles. Share another miracle of the week with us.
Okay, well, as I've said before, we got a lot of good stories to pick from, but I'm going to talk about rattlesnakes today. And the Bible says in Luke 10:19, I've given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. And that's what it says in Luke. Well, I got to demonstrate the truth of that scripture in May 5th, 2010. I was in the late at night. I had had a friend that Monty Paddleford, actually, and Beverly Paddleford, that owned the Foundry, and they were going through some difficulties in their life, and we pray for them every day, and they pray for us. We have intercessors. But I just really felt the burden to go pray for Beverly and Monty out at our prayer patio there at the house in the Texas Hill Country. We live about south of Kerrville out on a ranch. And so I just walked out to our prayer patio about 60 yards from the house that I'd done 1,000 times where I pray. But this time I was at night, and I walked out there, and halfway out there I stepped on a diamondback rattlesnake in the dark. Now, for those of you that don't know, that's not a good thing to do.
That's a feeling and a sound you never forget.
That's right, because that rattlesnake, I could not see it, but it was buzzing. And
Which means it's
not happy. And so my adrenaline took over. I jumped and leaped off of the rattlesnake, and it didn't bite me. It didn't hit me, you know. And I went into the house, and I said, "Sherry, there's a big rattlesnake out there that almost bit me. Get out there and kill that snake." And
she said,
"You get the shovel. I'll hold the flashlight." So we went back out there, and it took a few minutes to find the shovel and the flashlight. And normally a snake, a rattlesnake especially, I mean any snake, though they – there would leave, you know, and exit stage right. But I went back to my path, to my prayer patio, and there was this big rattlesnake sitting there coiled up, and it did not leave. And it had the chance to leave, but it didn't. So I looked at that snake. Sherry held the flashlight, and we introduced it to the shovel. And it's no longer here. But as I did that, the Holy Spirit spoke something to me, and I shared that in an intercessor letter to our 250 prayer intercessors around the country. And I said, when you're trying to do something for God, there'll be a snake in your path.
And there was.
And I got so many emails back from our intercessors. They were all trying to do something for God, and each of their lives there was a snake in their path.
Well, you remember when we tried to do the broadcast up there at the cross, and we had checked out the phone lines. Everything was great. I'd been there many times to put it in. There was no reason for that thing not to work.
Right.
And I couldn't get it to work.
Right. No. The enemy doesn't like what we do if we're doing it for Jesus.
And one other believer.
Yeah. And one other point about that snake is it did not leave on its own. See, it had the choice to leave, but it didn't. And in our lives, spiritual lives, we have to dispatch the devil. We have to tell him to get out of our life in Jesus' name. He will not leave on his own. And this snake demonstrated that. And I just thank God that I wasn't bitten that day, because I talked to some of my doctor, MD prayer intercessors, and they said if that rattlesnake had bitten me, not only could I have lost a limb, which often happens, but the medical treatment now is over $100,000 if you get bitten by a rattlesnake. So God took care of me and demonstrated.
If the snake doesn't kill you, the hospital
bill will. Right.
Well, listen, you've got a prayer path up there that's developed at the cross. Was that your idea?
No, actually, Roy, that wasn't. I'm on a need-to-know basis with God, kind of like in the military, and he told me the part I needed to know. But I didn't know about that. But that was something that after we got the main garden in, God spoke that idea to a friend of ours, Jeff Anderson. And Jeff was just up there praying, and he noticed, as we all have, that people were writing on rocks, little white limestone rocks that are up there, and we started providing magic markers, and people are writing out their prayer request on these rocks. And Jeff just noticed that people were doing that, and there were getting to be hundreds and hundreds of these rocks, and they stacked them all around our sign so much so that people couldn't get to it.
What is the 500-foot path?
It's a place where people write out their prayer requests, their praises, and their thoughts to God, just like the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't realize it was going to be so popular, but what God told Jeff is that we need to have a path, not just a pile, a rock pile, but there needs. And so now
it
this
needs
path,
to have a purpose.
Yeah, and it surrounds the whole cross-shaped garden, a 500-foot path that goes around it.
How and when did you build it?
That was built, let's see, it was October the 12th, 2013. and it was built in one day. It was part of the CSI project, which was the Community Service Initiative, which Jeff Anderson at the time was the president of Partners in Ministry there in Kerrville, and Jeff and Barbara are now head of Serve Kerrville. But that's the organization that put it together.
Now, I understand this was built in one day. This whole thing was built in one day.
Yes, and that's because God pulled together the body of Christ, and through Jeff and Barbara's efforts, over 300 volunteers from all different denominations and churches and backgrounds came to the mountain that morning, and we had the tools ready and the materials ready. And all the volunteers after prayer were turned loose, and the whole, 500-foot garden was path was built in one day.
Well, now, that's kind of unusual, isn't it, for that many churches with that many different denominations to come together for one purpose?
Yeah, it was to me, what I got at it, and I think God spoke to me, was that on that day, God united the body of Christ around the cross in Kerrville. And up until that point, we'd gone through the battles and the lawsuits and the atheist and all the back and forth, and now the cross was up and the path was being built and the body came together. But it was, males and females, young people, old people, black, white, Hispanic, the churches, the universities, Baptist, Pentecostal, Church of Christ, Catholic, Methodist, Lutheran, Presbyterian, Charismatic, Episcopalian, just everybody you can imagine. The body of Christ came and united around the cross and the scripture, and that was a unique thing.
Well, you've been involved in this stuff for a long time. Didn't that kind of surprise you, or did it something? I know it didn't surprise you. It didn't surprise you what God can do, but as a person, did it surprise you that all these people came together and helped out?
Yeah, it was really, I don't want
to. You don't sound, see it every day,
right? It was heartwarming. I mean, I don't want to use a corny word, but to see Baptist next to Pentecostals and Church of Christ next to the Lutherans and the, Methodist and the Presbyterians and everybody pulling together as a body. I mean, that's what Christ in the scripture talks about. That's what he had in mind. We work as a body, as brothers and sisters. One is the hand, one is the eye, one is the foot. And as I looked out across all those hundreds of young people and old people, the body was united together, and that was just a wonderful thing to see on that day.
Well, it was probably inspirational for everybody there, because it proved to them that when they walked away from that project, that we did this and we can do others.
Right, right. It did, and it changed. Something changed in the atmosphere in the community, because from that point on, the community knew this was their cross, and the newspapers, by the grace of God, we have a lot of friends in the newspaper, and they wrote really good articles. But it was a way that from that point on that the cross really became Kerrville's cross, and people started taking pride in it.
Well, because you had all the churches involved, so
yes.
Now they took the message.
And they helped build it.
It's no longer the cross, is the nonprofit who runs the cross.
Right. Or the Griner's cross. It's not right. The Griner's cross. Right. It's Jesus' cross. And Kerrville now is taking pride.
So you have
pride
to admit this kind of unity is fairly rare.
Yeah, it actually doesn't happen very much. Jesus talks in the Bible where he wants it to happen. But it's pretty rare. I mean, when you have the body coming together.
So we say we put that under a miracle.
Well, you probably could say
we
that.
We could say that's another miracle.
That's exactly right.
Speaking of miracles, this is my segue. Many miracles happen every day up there, and they have all kinds of miracles. So share some of the variety of miracles that occur at the cross, if you will, Max.
Right. Okay. Well, you already mentioned one of maybe the first miracle was the unity of the body. And that the pastors of the churches and the people from all different Christian denominations were working together to lift up Jesus Christ. So that was the biggest miracle. But then we had lots of people. I don't have the number in front of me, but a lot of people got born again and saved that day. And we gave a chance, an invitation to receive Christ as Lord and Savior. And a lot of people were born again. We prayed for people to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the empowerment, the filling of the Holy Spirit. And a lot of people, for the first time in their lives, lives prayed for those nine supernatural gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and their lives were changed. And then we had some people that were sprinkled with the glory dust, the glitter, the golden glitter, what we think is the Shekinah glory that Moses talks about, and it formed on hundreds of people as they were just working for the Lord all around the property. Their skin sparkled, their faces sparkled, their clothes sparkled, and that was just God's pleasure with his kids out there doing something together.
Well, now, you knew this possibility existed, but a lot of these people there had maybe never had that experience before. That had to be a lot of fun for you to watch this occur when these people were discovering all
this. Well, you know, and it shows up often when the joy of the Lord is there, and the Lord, the Holy Spirit, is so pleased with people that it just starts forming. So I just love pointing it out. And you know, one of the other miracles that happened repeatedly that day was we had some physical healings that happened.
I was going to ask you about
And we'll talk at the next show in detail on one of them. But we had three pretty dramatic healings that happened that day, and we had a doctor that was there at the time, and that was able to talk to these people. And I'll tell in detail in our next show one of them, but we had a lady that was healed of years and years of back pain, and she was instantly healed when we prayed, and she came over and sat in the chair, and just like the man at the pool of Bethesda that wanted the healing, she just sat there waiting for somebody to pray for her, and sure enough, we did, and she got healed. And then there was a young man, 17, 18 years old, and he was instantly healed of a genetic condition he had his whole life. And then there was a third healing. So these were physical things. The doctors examined them, and people just came to serve God and to bless God. And because they were there on the mountain seeking the Lord, he graciously answered their prayers for healing.
In my limited experience with the people that I've talked to so far that have had healing, the blessing to me is when you see that this has occurred. And I've had people that have questioned whether or not this occurs, but the people I've talked to, when you see the expression on their face and you talk to them, there's no question that this happened for them.
Right. Well, there's really no little healings if you're the one getting healed.
Right.
You know, if it's your healing,
it's a big deal.
That's right. And so, you know, I just encourage everybody, whatever your need is, including healing, Jesus is everywhere. Holy Spirit's everywhere. The Father here. So just reach out and ask him to help you and to heal you, and he'll do it.
All right. And we have Sherry Greiner with us again this week with some Vista comments. Sherry?
Well, hi, Roy. The first one I have is from Dr. James Dobson from Focus on the Family. And he said, "This is an incredible vision. I want you to invite me to the dedication of this garden." We would be delighted to do that.
Wow. When was that?
This was April the 5th, 2008, and he actually came to the garden and saw it when it was under construction. So that was really exciting for us. The next one is by Judy Davis in Houston, Texas, and she said, "Wonderful. Had an awesome time today at the 77-foot empty cross. Three of us had a powerful prayer time. The music in the background enhanced it. The scripture tiles in three languages were being installed. Powerful. So glad to step foot on the land. Felt so much like Israel. This was first time to visit from Houston. Thanks and God bless." And the next one is from TripAdvisor, which was submitted by Leslie C. She says, "Awe-inspiring. Absolutely gave me the chills. We got there when the sunrise was beautifully illuminating the cross. Spending quiet time with the peaceful atmosphere was cleansing. Will tell all of my friends and family. There's nothing like it in all my travels." The next one is from Judy Floyd in Aiken, South Carolina. And she said, "I truly think this garden vision letter is wonderful. It moved my heart. As a teenager, I received Christ as I was standing holding a candle lit from a large central candle. Looking into that flame, I realized what Jesus did for me. As I read your letter, those thoughts came flooding back to my mind. I join you and Sherry in praying that God will do the same for thousands that walk through this garden and the many others he will provide." And the last one for today is by Irene Van Winkle in Ingram, Texas. And she posted this one on Facebook. What an amazing place. Blessings come down on you, and you can release your soul to God up there. Rest, refresh, rejoice. Thank you for your vision. Max, I know God made you do it for all of us. And that's all we have for today.
That's wonderful.
Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Greiner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Greiners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Greiner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgreinerart.com. That's www.maxgreinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Greiners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Greiner original artwork. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Greiners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's YORANCH.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Greiner, Jr.
Folks, pray with me now. God, I need your help. I need your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will, God. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, Would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.